The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's a playoff atmosphere for a play-in game.
Here they come.
You don't want this young team to hang around.
Malik Beasley from three. Bullseye. Russell for the lead.
Oh, my goodness. Anthony Edwards.
They were scared to guard me, and I took advantage of that.
And that's all she wrote. The Timberwolves are going to the playoffs.
I told you he was going to the playoffs. Told y'all.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people!
What they want.
We will be discussing the Anthony Edwards game that put the Timberwolves in the playoffs, but we start in Brooklyn, where the Brooklyn Nets hosted the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it was
shame on you,
Kyrie Irving, who started the game 12 for 12. Jalen,
he's a dazzling offensive weapon.
Yeah, he is.
I believe he made his first 12 shots.
Yeah, he did.
Catching shoots off the dribble. Off the left leg, off the right leg, with the left hand, with the right hand, fading away to start the shot clock, to end the shot clock, to end the quarter. Like, he's a wonderful offensive player to watch. And so many times this game, when I had a remote control in my hand, certain players make you feel like, I want to play basketball. When I get older. He's one of them.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
You want to play basketball?
Yeah. When I get older, I want to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I think when I watch him play. And then the crazy thing is, I feel the exact same way when I watch KD. And they're on the same team.
Yes.
Like, and to watch the growth in KD's game, being patient. Like, I want people just to understand something. KD has played with Russ and Kyrie, and both decided we taking more shots than you.
Mm-hmm.
He accepts that, changes his game, whether he playing with the Splash Brothers or not. Not KD, just double-figure assisting. He's playmaking. And by the way, when you really watch the game, he playing five in the fourth quarter. He the tallest guy they got out there.
Yep.
So, like, It was great to watch them perform on the big stage, and I knew it was a huge game because Hove was there.
Hove was there. And did you see, after KD hit the shot, did you see the face that Hove made?
Yeah, he gave that
The face that he made after KD made that shot was one of the highlights of the game for me. And here it is right here from the corner. But just watch Hove after this one.
And shout to OG Juan. I see you. Nasty boy, you nasty. And here's the thing. Shout out to my Rock family, by the way. And I have to say this. Greatest rapper alive, by the way. So, Darius Garland was fantastic. He was fantastic.
They needed more, though.
I voted Mobley Rookie of the Year. He had an okay game. It's a big game. Still deserved my vote. But they missed Jared Allen a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Like, just his height, you know what I mean, and his ability to finish around the hoop. I'm glad they're still going to be, you know, a capable team, possibly as an eighth seed. But here's what I want to say. Ain't the play-in awesome for the NBA?
It is, because you said you had the remote control in your hand. I didn't, because there's no league pass. There's just one game to watch. You know what I mean? That's one thing I do like the play-in. And one of the things I like about it is, you talk about them possibly being an eighth seed. I see the Hawks coming in. I see the Hawks coming.
And the Hawks.
In to get that 8 seed.
The Hornets, they play tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, LaMelo going to be dazzling, I'm sure. Miles Bridges. Like, this play-in has been a revelation for the NBA, and it also acknowledges how terrible you are I'm looking at you, Lakers. If you ain't a part of it.
You can't even make it. You can't even make it.
If you ain't even a part of it.
You can't even make it.
You can't even make the play-in.
You can't even make the play-in. So, Jalen, we'll discuss the Nets-Celtics series, but I'm still undecided on that one. We'll see about that one when it comes, but it's now time to talk about the other play-in game we had last night. In Minnesota, the Timberwolves were hosting the Clippers, and you're thinking, oh, we need a big game from Karl-Anthony Towns. No game from Karl-Anthony Towns, but it was Anthony Edwards who showed up.
And the thing about the Timberwolves, and we talked about them being a dangerous team, and like I talked about yesterday, I ain't surprised they beat the Clippers.
No, not at all.
Like, Anthony Edwards is a beast. Tall, strong, rough, mean.
20 years old.
And teaming him up with Patrick Beverley, like, I say this all of the time. And shout to D-Lo out there looking smooth, going left, shooting his runner, shooting his floater. And they picked up for Big Cat because not only did he basically have a donut at halftime, but he fouled out with like 7 minutes to go.
Yep.
And they was losing. You see what I'm saying? And they picked it up for him. And people was mad about, like, how the Timberwolves celebrated their win.
Why?
If you feel some type of way about Minnesota celebrating their victory, that's a reflection of yourself.
Yeah, enjoy. You won.
It's a sporting event. They've made the playoffs twice in 20 years. It is personal with Patrick Beverley and his former squad, and they're trying to establish something. Malik Beasley, these guys trying to establish something. How do we build on something? Like, that's the same thing with Memphis. They had their bravado. When Andre Iguodala chose not to play for them a couple of years ago, they was like, all right, he going to regret that. And people was laughing. They're building their bravado. So I was happy to see them celebrate. I was happy to see how, again, everybody wants to be a Hall of Famer, a superstar, a legend. But a Patrick Beverley, you want to be a seasoned, respected veteran. That's what he is. And you can see his imprint all over that team. It's fun to watch. And I have to say this. It's always funny to me how he talks trash to his former teams in particular or guys that he played with. And they don't take it personal right after the game. Like, I would take it personal. But that, I was a trash talker. You see what I'm saying? Like, I heard you the last 48 minutes, dog. I ain't ready to decompress with this right now.
Yeah, no hugs. No hugs.
Not right now, dog. Not right now.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, not right now.
Yeah, well, the Timberwolves won the game, and they will face Memphis Grizzlies in the first round of the playoffs. And much like the Nets-Celtics series, I'm not ready to call that one either.
And why was people mad at Cat for hugging on his boo after the game?
No reason.
Don't be jealous.
There's no reason. There's no reason. Shout out to Jordan Woods.
Yeah, absolutely. We support power couples.
So those were two great playing games last night. We also have two great playing games this evening, and we'll start with the Western Conference where we have the Spurs, not the Lakers.
Go, Spurs! Go!
Taking on the Pelicans. That one's going to be at 9:30, and it is Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, and the Pelicans who are favored to win this one.
I'm happy for CJ McCollum because he gets a chance to play tonight for his team to possibly get closer towards making the playoffs. And this season, in particular, without Dame, the Blazers ain't going nowhere. So now you get traded to a team that has upside. Oh, Brandon Ingram already an all-star.
Oh, yeah, Herb Jones.
Maybe we get Zion back. Yeah. Herb Jones be locking down on D.
Yeah, he does. I don't want him covering
me at all. Yeah, he locked down on D. As a young fella, he locked down on D. Big Valanciunas be down there scoring. Willie Green has done a terrific job, like, nurturing this young team. And Murray for the Spurs and Walker. I'm happy to spot that Coach Pop gets a chance to coach meaningful games.
Is this Coach Pop's last game?
No, I don't think so. I think next year will be his last year.
Why you say that?
That's just a feeling of, like, watching his interviews, his body language, the moves that they're making. And as Becky Hammon took the WNBA job, the first thing I thought about is Pop coached another year. He stepped down. He tried to transition her back to the Spurs.
I thought Becky Hammon
would be the head coach.
I thought she would be the Spurs head coach.
It still can happen. It still can happen.
No, it couldn't.
Why can't?
She signed a deal. Jalen's the king of getting out of deals. Jalen's the king of getting out of deals. Ink to paper? What's that mean? What's that mean? Well, we also have another play-in game this evening, and this one is the Hawks and the Hornets. The Hornets happy to be there, I feel like, but the Hawks had higher expectations than this coming into the season. And Trae Young, if you haven't been paying attention, the last month has been absolutely on fire.
Let me say this out loud.
Say it out loud.
Because I remember thinking no one would ever take the Big O's triple-doubles record down.
Mm-hmm.
And when Magic, Penny, Grant Hill, Jason Kidd didn't do it, I thought it was never going to happen.
You see that stat right there?
Trae Young,
you see that stat?
Is the first person since Tiny Archibald to lead the league in points and assists. Since Tiny Archibald.
Did it in college, too. Did it in college for the Sooners, did it in the pros for the Hawks, and you and I both believe that that should be the scoring title. That should be the scoring champion right there.
And the assist champion.
It shouldn't be per game. It should be how many points you score.
NBA, you're going to change this. We used to say this about the Washington football team's mascot. You're going to change this.
Yes.
You might as well do it now.
Incentivize players to play.
Correct. The Joker won MVP because of milestones, mm-hmm. in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The player with the most points, rebounds, assists, those are the people that should actually win that championship. Not average.
Exactly. Well, look forward to those games this evening. And I also look forward to this, Mr. Rose.
What's that?
Wardell.
Stephen
Curry returning to playoff basketball. We will discuss his return and much more right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but the experience does not stop there. You can subscribe and follow the podcast, and every single day we do exclusive content just for our podcast audience. We are now coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the playoffs are upon us, and we have some very interesting first-round series, one of which is between the Golden State Warriors mm-hmm. and the Denver Nuggets.
Yep, yep.
And we might see the return of Wardell Stephen Curry. Can he swing this series?
So, like all of us, I remember the greatness of how the Splash Brothers just, you know, took the league by storm, won three championships. One before KD, one with KD, Steph, the unanimous MVP, the Splash mm-hmm. Brothers' best shooting backcourt. Mark Jackson told us this 10 years ago. And Draymond Green became an all-defensive performer. But since Klay got injured these last couple of years, they've been able to build out their depth.
Yep.
So now Jordan Poole is that certified bucket.
Yes, he is.
This year, Kuminga got a chance to play more meaningful minutes. People sleep on the fact that Andrew Wiggins started in the All-Star game.
Maybe not deservedly so, but he did start in the All-Star game.
Just think about that. And so getting Steph back to this team, Steve Kerr on the sideline, I want to be like they're just as good as Phoenix. They're not.
They're not. No, don't say that.
I want to say that they're just as good as Memphis.
They're not.
But they're not. And the thing that reminds me of that is their big three has played a grand total of 11 minutes together this year.
That's wild.
11
that is wild.
Total minutes. So I'm looking forward to Steph coming back. Injuries are going to have a lot to say about the Western Conference playoff race in particular, other than the Suns, if they can stay healthy. But I want to see the Steph before January, mm-hmm. not the Steph that was playing in January, because he struggled.
He really did. Without Draymond Green, his shooting really mm-hmm. struggled. And hopefully they can have their big three, and they will play more than 11 minutes together.
And by the way, when I say struggle for Steph Curry, that's relative.
Sure. Yeah.
That's relative.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So, Mr. Rose.
Yes, indeed.
We don't have to pick the series yet, but I think I'm leaning Denver. But you mentioned injuries, and injuries wow. will play a major part really? In the playoffs, as they always do. But there are some players that may or may not play in this playoff series season that I want to discuss with you. We start in the Eastern Conference. Ben Simmons.
Kind of East Coast rocks.
With the Nets. Ben Simmons could be available for the Nets. There are reports that maybe he will play. Do you expect to see him?
Did you see his fit last night? What'd you think about his fit?
No, the green didn't work for me. Green did not work.
It was just the wrong color.
The green didn't work for me.
But also the long white socks and the white shoes didn't go with it. It was just but he stayed fresh though. I don't anticipate him being a factor in this year's playoffs.
I don't either.
Like, I want to say into a microphone, Ben Simmons is going to come back. He's going to play 20 minutes a game.
He played for a year.
He's going to be a factor. But, like, if he's getting Toradol shots in his back and he hasn't played since last June, I can't bet on that player to be effective in this year's playoffs. I hope that he is. We shall see.
You and I always joke that Luka Doncic is always banged up. He's always playing
with Kaiser Soze.
However, that calf injury looked pretty bad in the final regular season game, and he's now in the playoffs. How impactful do you think that injury will be on the Mavs' success?
When you watch Luka play and you watch the Joker play, they dominated just like LeBron and Steph did. The difference is, when you're younger, you can carry the team because you can stay healthy usually.
Yeah.
That was the difference. And as long as they have Luka, they can win a first-round series. Just like you just picked the Joker potentially to beat the Warriors. Without Luka, Wallace.
Another player looming that could potentially come back, Kawhi Leonard. We saw the Clippers last night lose to the Timberwolves. Paul George had a great game. Can they add Kawhi to this team?
He ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back.
You know anything about the history of Kawhi Leonard? He ain't coming back.
So we will move on to a player that will come back.
He ain't coming back.
Robert Williams had a torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're already saying that he could potentially join the Celtics in the first round.
Game changer. Robert Williams plays, they beat the Nets.
Ooh.
In five.
But he's not going to be there for game one.
Robert Williams doesn't play?
Talk to me.
Seven game series. And his return may be the deciding factor. If he does not play, they likely don't win.
Well, I just picked the Denver Nuggets to beat the Warriors in the first round.
And
there could be a potential.
Who are you picking in the Nets, Boston?
I'm waiting for that one. I'm waiting until I have to pick that one. But there could be potential for Jamal Murray to return. Mm. Could you see a world in which the Joker gets his running mate, his teammate, his duo?
Jeez, I just realized I'm 3 for 3. Ben Simmons, Kawhi, Murray. I don't think Murray should come back.
You don't think so?
No. Because, like, there's a risk versus reward here.
Mm.
The reward is he comes back and they win the first round. The risk is that he gets hurt again.
We saw with KD in the finals that coming back for the playoffs without any warm-up games, without working yourself back, there's not a long history of players doing that and it being successful.
And for me, this being 20 years doing this, I'm wrong a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that about KD, it reminds me. I go on TV, and I'm like, hey, man, I know people that was at the workout. KD shouldn't come back. I look down at my phone, people mad at me. Team texting my boss, texting the producer.
Why is Jalen saying this?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Everyone's mad at you.
Yeah, they mad at me. You know what I mean? It's the finals. Like, you're supposed to be up in the game. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, KD shouldn't play. I know somebody that was at the workout. They say the workout didn't go well. Then he got hurt the next game.
Yes, he did. Jalen, I have some news about the former Detroit Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford. You know what Matthew Stafford did? He bought Drake's homes. And I've been to this home. It is beautiful. There's a huge property. Lots of different guest houses on guest houses on guest houses out in Calabasas with a horse trail and a pizza oven. You know I love making pizza and a great basketball court.
So here's what I love about hip-hop and rap music.
What's that?
In the 90s, rappers started to make the kind of money that athletes make. And now we're neighbors. I love that so much.
Off the top of your head, how many houses do you own? You don't even know. You have no idea. Four?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, that I domicile.
What'd you say?
That I domicile.
Domicile?
Yeah, that I physically sleep in.
That you domicile?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the absolute best. I don't even know what domicile means. I've never heard that word in my entire life. Jalen Rose, Matthew Stafford's going to domicile in Drake's crib, and we will be back right after
a couple
this
of
very
too. You
short
about that.
Break. Oh, I've been in one. MGM, I've been there. We'll be right back. The play-in games continue tonight starting at 7 p.m. on ESPN. It is the Hornets traveling to Atlanta to take on Trae Young and the Hawks. And then in the nightcap at 9:30, it is San Antonio Spurs facing off against the New Orleans Pelicans. And, of course, at 6:30, it is NBA Countdown with Jalen Rose.
Yes, indeed.
A suit and a fresh cut and the Countdown crew. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. Every single day, we recognize the fact that Brittney Griner is still detained in Russia.
And way too long. We're 55 days now. We just want to send prayers to her, to her family, and hoping for a speedy, safe recovery to the United States.
It is now time for our signature segment, Soft Move or Boss Move. Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians faced 115 pitches, has not swung and missed in his career, and he has been to the plate 24 times, and he has been on base 18 times. On base so much that he takes a base with him everywhere he flies and goes. Soft move or boss move, keeping a base with you.
That's definitely a boss move. You got to be a master of your trade. You know what I'm saying? He plays baseball. He's a rookie. He's investing in himself. He's investing in his career. And by the way, to see 115 pitches without a swing and
miss. Without a swing and miss?
That's incredible.
It's wild. But do you know what that says to me? He just doesn't want anyone sitting next to him on a plane. That's what this is really about. Also, we have Moneybag Yo in advance of the playoffs giving a chain to Ja Morant. Look at the ice.
That's what I'm saying. You see, that's what I mean. Artists now live in the suburbs with the athletes. It's a beautiful thing. Lamar Jackson just got a chain. Ja Morant just got a chain. It's a beautiful thing. I love seeing my
when
brothers getting bread.
Me a chain? How come I don't have a chain?
I got to hit up the Locks or Griselda. I feel like I need a chain.
You want a Griselda Records chain?
I got to
earn that.
Rock
you can't
Nation.
Just go to Buffalo once. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2, 4 p.m.
It's The Rock.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, doe?
Couple things we need to discuss. Number one, you've taught me this. No matter how rich you are, rich people always want to get richer.
Of course.
And we got Urban Magic Johnson out here in the streets talking about how he wish he didn't sign with Converse, that he wish he signed with Nike because he would be a trillionaire. How much more money does this man want?
Hall of Fame mogul, my idol, and a game changer. People talk about the five rings Magic won as a player.
He has five? It's five? Let me think.
That's why I'm like, I'm hesitant to put LeBron ahead of Magic.
Five?
That's another conversation for another day.
Hold on, he got one as a rookie. He got two against the Celtics.
Yeah, dog.
It's five?
Yeah.
Why don't I believe that?
Rings and
why
things,
do I have to Google this?
We sing about Magic can bring him out.
Let me see this.
You know what I'm saying? And in college. He won it in college and then won. How about this? In like a 10-year span. Magic won five
rings. 80, 82, 85, 87,
talk
88.
Talk to me. Talk dirty to
damn.
Me.
Damn.
How about in a 10-year period, Magic won an NCAA championship and five NBA championships?
It's impressive.
And so, like, when people talk to me about game changers or, like, all-time greats, that's what I was watching. That's what I was exposed to. That's what I was idolizing. That's what I saw. And so I remember the Converse, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas commercials.
The weapons.
The weapons.
The weapons.
I walked away with the MVP, Magic said in commercial. Bird had the all black.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah had the red, white, and blue, the Pistons colors.
Can I tell you a story about those shoes?
Sure.
So John Varvatos had the collab with Converse for a long time. And he came out with a pair of Converse weapons. And it was the Podfather Bill Simmons' birthday. and I bought him the John Varvatos. I called ahead of time. This is when I used to like buy presents for my friends. I don't do that anymore. I called ahead of time, got them in his size, which is also my size. Bought him the weapons, the John Varvatos Larry Bird weapons. Never saw him wear them once. Is it fair for me to request them in return?
It's too late.
I already asked for them back. Yeah, I was like, late. I've never seen you wear these. Back. It's the same size as mine. I need those back. But Jalen.
But shout to the Power Father. He is a collector, though. That's one thing I can say about him. Mm-hmm. If you gave them to me and I didn't wear them, it's one thing. But he's a collector.
Well, you'll wear them once and then throw them away.
Yeah, I'll rock them, though. But I'm going to rock them somewhere where I'm going to, where they're going to get seen and sported. And
so when I think Magic Johnson, remember he had his own sneakers.
He did.
He had the LA Gears. Remember the LA Gears? The LA Gears were fly.
He's getting them checks.
What? Like, I feel like when we were coming up, there was a lot more sneakers.
Hit the brakes. L.A. Gears ain't fly.
No, they were fly. I liked them.
L.A. Gears ain't fly.
That's your opinion.
No, L.A. Gears L.A. Gears ain't fly.
I liked them.
Nah.
I liked them.
Now, Etonics were fly.
British Knights.
Ponies.
You remember
were
the British
dope.
Knights?
I remember BK. How about this? My big brother, Derek Coleman, had the BK Diamond Cells.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He had his, he dropped, DC dropped like about 500 pairs off in the hood.
That was basically just Nikes and Adidas.
DC came through the hood with the U-Haul truck. Dropped off about 500, real, this is a true story.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not making this up.
You rented a truck?
I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. DC came to the hood with them, dog. He like, I signed, we all signed.
That's dope.
He literally did. I love DC, OG. Detroit Colonel.
Etonics, Avias. I remember having Avias. Spider technology.
Dominique Wilkins wore Etonics.
Oh, yeah?
Sure did. For the Hawks.
There's a lot more variety back in the day.
Lottos.
Diodoras. You know I still rock Diodoras.
No doubt.
Love those. Snoop Dogg.
OG.
Owns Death Row Records.
I love that so much.
Teases a collaboration with Bad Boy. What would that look like?
For me, to be honest, it looks like progress. Because so many times when our brothers are unable to see eye to eye, a lot of times fatalities happen. And we truly don't know who killed Big or who killed Pac. But it is sad that they had to die in order for this reunion to happen.
Facts.
Real spill. And I'm obviously happy for all of the business and professional reasons that Snoop Dogg and Daz Dillinger, I love Daz so much. He gets underrated. Shout out to the Dog Pound. It's only right that, to me, Dre or Snoop, is the rightful owner of Death Row if Suge isn't going to be. And so I'm happy that wisdom, maturity, money, success has now brought Death Row, Bad Boy, Puff, Snoop back where they can be brothers, see eye to eye and get to the bread together and entertain us. And so again, like, For those of you who weren't around when Big was alive, for those of you who weren't around when Pac was alive, there's a reason when people say who's the GOATs, they get mentioned.
Of course.
There's a reason. And so it shows me a graduation of how beef can then get squashed and elevated. Happy to hear that.
Jalen, gun to your head. Nets or Celtics? Who's winning the series? I like the thought that this man is putting into this. The podcast listening audience, the Jalen Rose thinking face is in full effect right now.
So like
the thinking face.
Here's one thing I know about basketball in particular.
What do you know about basketball?
I'm gonna tell you this.
Please do.
It don't matter who you playing against. If they're allowing you to score, because you still feel good about your game. Tell me, when you're playing basketball, how does it feel when you score?
Great. Great.
People got
I ride that high for like I ride that high for like four more possessions. I when I'm running back on defense, I go out of my way just to get pounds from my teammates.
Right.
Like I run extra. I run extra just to get pounds from my teammates.
Okay. So I bring that up because here's an exercise called the Nets defense. Okay. And so when you asked me about what I was thinking, I was thinking about Kyrie and KD might score 90 together.
Probably not, but 80s.
They
75,
might.
Sure.
But then I was thinking, like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown going to be scoring too.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of players they can throw at KD. Hey, Marcus Smart can cover KD or Kyrie. Jaylen Brown can cover KD.
And hopefully Robert Williams returns at some point in the series. I'm going to take the Celtics.
Yeah?
I'm going to take the Celtics. Because guess what happens in the playoff? Games slow down. And while Kai and KD going to still be unstoppable, it's going to look different because the game's going to be slower. It's going to be less possession. It's going to be half court. So it's going to be more pronounced that they're isolating. Like
Okay, Mr. Rose, I'm going to pick the Nets and here's why.
Okay. We betting on this.
Okay. They'll be isolating.
Okay.
Imagine the game slows down. Possessions become more important. And you've got Kevin Durant with the basketball isolated against whoever. That basketball is going in the basket.
Okay, so let's get back in our therapy session.
Let's go. Can I lie
down?
Back
to the exercise. See,
okay, let's exercise.
See, you're doing what all people do. I was talking to Stephen A. and Will Bond and Greeny about this. It's easy to get hypnotized by the magnificent offense.
I am. I'm hypnotized.
That KD and Kyrie display.
I'm hypnotized.
I see it too.
I'm hypnotized.
Like, I'm not a, like, and by the way, you ready for this? As I was filling out my all NBA, you know what I realized?
What'd you realize?
KD and Kyrie made the team.
Third team.
They made the team. On paper, I was feeling like, well, you'll play half the games. And I started really adding it. I'm like, I'm putting Kyrie on here.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's probably playing the least games of anybody.
He's been killing. It's untucked Kyrie. It's Afro Kyrie. It's Ramadan Kyrie. Like, he killing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why I'm going to tell you to get back into this exercise.
Get in the exercise.
The first thing you told me about the Nets winning was what?
KD isolate.
You ain't say nothing about their defense.
No, they don't have play. Don't play
okay.
Defense.
Okay. That's not the exercise. What about their
Who's
defense?
Who's the best defensive player they got?
What about
the
their
best
defense?
Best defensive player they got, KD? KD probably the best KD. Defensive player that they KD. Got. Who's second? Bruce Brown?
And he's undersized for a four.
Like, what are we even talking about?
So let's really break down what Jaylen is talking about defensively. I know you can look at some numbers and say, hey, since March 1st, the Nets are ninth in the league in total defensive offense. I'm watching the game.
No. Don't throw any Nets defensive stats at me.
Don't stat me to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, here's the thing about the Nets defense I want you to pay attention to. In the backcourt, they're sleight of built. Kyrie.
In the front court, they're sleight of built.
I was going to go there. Kyrie.
Patty Mills. Yep.
Seth Curry.
Goran Dragic.
Okay. Not physically opposing defensively.
No.
Not going to contest the guard at the point of attack.
You look at Marcus Smart, and you're like, oh, okay, he's a fire hydrant. You know what I mean? That's a pit bull.
Correct. Okay. So what does that mean, Jaylen? That means that you're going to see Marcus Smart turning the corner scoring on them. Like, normally he plays D, he get an open shot. When y'all watching the Celtics, y'all be like, Marcus Smart got 20? Like, I'm telling you, that's what's about to happen. And up front, they play Andre Drummond 18 or 20 of the first 36 minutes. But don't play him at all in the fourth quarter. So what does that mean? That means KD basically playing the five.
Well, without Time Lord, there's no one that can really punish KD. I mean, Tyson and Horford, nah.
Punishing is what PJ Washington did. KD, you played small forward in high school. Like, Al Horford is still physically a when they're boxing each other out for an offensive rebound, Al Horford getting it.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
He's going to get it. You know what I'm saying? That's no cap. And so, like, the challenges of that they're going to have physically is why I think Boston's going to win. That's why. Like, the league has gotten younger and lighter. Younger, cheaper, or trying to get to their talent. How old is Jalen Green? 18?
Jalen Green is like 14.
Right. You know, so the league is younger, and then it's lighter, thinner. Like a player of KD's build is playing a center position in today's game. And so as that happens, when you go against a guy like Al Horford on paper, you like, well, KD about to be killing him. Yeah, he is going to be killing him. But he going to punish KD on these offensive boards. And if Robert Williams comes back, you now have three Celtics that go to bed at night that feel like I'm one of the five best defenders at my position. Williams, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. In football, that's the equivalent of having an all-pro at every level.
Yep.
You got Aaron Donald. You got Bobby Wagner. You got Jalen Ramsey. That's what they have when they're healthy. So I'll take you up on this, and I'll take the Celtics.
I'll take the Nets.
Okay. You got it. Now let me just throw a disclaimer out there. KD about to average like 38.
Oh, yeah. I think the Nets might win game one and game two.
But here's why you beat the Nets. Kyrie's efficiency ain't going to be like it was.
What, you mean he's not going to go 12 for 12?
And I'm not even talking that. I'm talking about whatever his regular season efficiency was. See, your job when you go against these great players ain't to – you're not going to – KD's going to score 30 when he wake up. But the key is he shooting 56% to get it? Or 46% to get it. That's really the game you're playing with these great players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Celtics defensively are going to have what it takes to lower Kyrie in particular, his efficiency. And that, to me, is going to put him in position to win the series.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing voicemails, hearing from the people. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail, we'll put you on the show just like this.
J&J, what's up, man? It's your boy Crafty from the 612 Minneapolis, you know what I'm saying? Midwest stand up, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how to ask the question, so I'm going to just ask you. Is it a soft move or a boss move? Like, y'all know, man, how it go. You get to get the order in food, or you at the restaurant, get what you like, or you order in, you know what I'm saying? You get what you like, your lady get what she like. Why is it always that they want to eat your food? Like, bro, I need all my vitamins and minerals. You feel me? Like, come on now. Now, is it a soft move or boss move to stand up for yourself and tell them no? Because you hungry, you worked all these hours and everything. You want every bit, last piece of your food, man. Soft move or boss move, tell your girl no. Shout out
Crafty
to Crafty
612 from Minnesota.
Been with y'all since the beginning. Listen to y'all every day.
I love this voicemail. I love this.
He's
dude.
Crafty.
He's definitely black.
612 Minnesota.
Question. There's no question of that man's nationality.
He basically said when he's with his significant other and they order food.
Yep. She's all been there.
She tends to eat her food and like to eat some of his also. Food.
Yes. And it's a soft move, a boss move to stand up for yourself and say that's not happening.
Crafty. It's a soft move to stand up for yourself and say that's not happening.
That's
a soft move.
But here's what my wife likes to do. We'll be looking at the menu. She's like, I think I'm going to get the chicken. But the salmon does look good. She orders for both of us.
Correct.
She's like, I'm going to get the chicken, but I want you to get the salmon. So in case I don't like the chicken, I can just swap with you and get the salmon.
Crafty, here's what I want you to think about dining. Shout to the Jalen versus everybody family on IG. Here's what I want you to think about dining. Slow down to do it.
Slow down?
Slow down to do it. Don't eat your food when you're standing up, walking in the kitchen. Don't eat it where it's cold and you don't feel like warming it up.
Slow down.
Don't like eat the chicken and then eat the sides. The one part is hot, one part is cold. Like, slow down. Like, whether even in the Bible back in the day, like, treat it like supper.
Supper.
Yeah, you know, I like you, that. You know I'm big
dinner,
on this.
Eat supper.
You're eating supper. You're dining.
Supper.
Take your time. Take your time, right? And when you change how you approach that exercise.
He said, I need my vitamins and minerals.
Right. When you change your approach to that exercise, just think about it. And we go order food all of the time. You order for everybody to kind of eat something.
Well,
really.
Jalen will over-order.
Correct.
Jalen likes extra, extra food just in case you end up in a situation like Crafty. I thought his name was Crack, but Crafty, whatever. Like, Jalen, there'll be plenty of food around when Jalen orders.
No question. So it's like, we're going to order soup. You know what I'm saying? We're going to order some appetizers. And then we're going to order multiple entrees.
Multiple entrees.
We're going to order multiple entrees. So just think about it that way.
It is a soft move to be like, tell your lady that she can't have any of your food.
That's a soft move.
That's part of what you signed up for.
And, but also, here's another thing I want you to think about. A lot of times it isn't about the food. It's about the sharing. That's my point. It ain't even about the food. You know, and by the way, that's what we do as human beings. What you do it with your kids, right? You get a plate, don't somebody, hey, taste this. Let me take a bite of that.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
How many times your kids get some fries, you like, boom.
Oh, you know what I stopped doing? I stopped ordering for myself. I used to go and order myself food. I don't have to do that anymore because my kids aren't eating it. They're not eating the whole thing.
Just stand back.
If you ask me, like, what do you eat for dinner tonight? Whatever the kids didn't eat.
Here's the half a sandwich.
Yeah,
Margo
didn't
eat.
Yeah, some chicken nuggets that Chloe didn't eat. Yeah, exactly. That's what I eat every night for dinner, is what the kids didn't. That's basically it. And I think that's just part of being in a relationship. That's one of the sacrifices you have to make. I know you need your vitamins and minerals.
Slow down.
I know you need your vitamins and minerals. When he said that, I was really on his team. The vitamins and minerals part really got me. Everyone needs their vitamins and minerals. You just got to order more. That's what you got to do. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget, you call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, though? Shout out Jalen, Jacoby, and of course, Reg and Les, the entire staff. This is J-Rock, representing from Western New York, in particular the 585 Rochester Stand Up. Just wanted to check for a cultural regional. I moved around because I'm in higher education right now, working at LSU in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Go Tigers. Shout out to all my soon-to-be college graduates, almost that time. And I've learned, going into a barbershop, that in some areas, the first barber chair is the best barber. In other places in the country, like where I grew up, the best barber was in the back. You got to walk past everybody to get to the back. So is it cultural or regional about where the best barber in the shop is, where they are located, the chair is? Let me know. Keep giving the people what they want.
This is a great question.
I love our supporters.
This is a great question. Now, Jalen, you know I am in a monogamous romantic relationship with my wife, my queen, Joa Jacoby. But I'm a free agent when it comes to barbers. This haircut I got right now, I just went on Yelp and said, where's the nearest barbershop? And just walked in and got my haircut. Something that to you that's like Russian roulette.
It is.
Like you would just never do it.
I would never do it.
No problem. And I have learned that the chair closest to the door is the senior barber, the owner, the person who's been there the longest. I've learned that the chair closest to the door is usually one of the best barbers, and they definitely have seniority because they get more walk-in traffic like myself.
It's both. It's definitely both. It's either the person with seniority and or the owner of the shop at the front or at the back. And I'm going to give you an analogy of black thinking in particular.
Oh, black thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Because when you say barber shop, that means equals black.
That's what
Yeah. That's on the equals. Barber shop.
Am I going to the salon?
Equals black.
I'm going to the salon.
Correct. You go to the salon.
I'm going
you
to the salon.
Bo Ricks.
I'm at the salon.
Yeah. What was they called?
I don't know.
And so like,
he said barber shop equals black.
No doubt. And so what is almost rest in peace, Rosa Parks. It's almost like being on the bus. Like initially, obviously, blacks were ushered to the back of the bus. We're not allowed to sit in front of the bus. And then we took a stand. And then that changed. But what still ended up happening is we would still get on the bus and go sit in the back of the bus. I rode the bus every day. Right? And first thing, go get in the back. Like, just wait on people to get, like, just sit next to people till they get uncomfortable to get off. You know what I'm saying? To take up the back of the bus. How many times have I got on the bus and wanted to sit in the front?
Zero?
Never. So that's the same thing about the shop. Sometimes the person that owns the shop want to sit in the back and be able to survey everything.
That's true. I mean, I think that if you have a clientele and you've got your money, you don't need the walk-in gigs. That's when you're senior. There's a VIP aspect to being in the back where you don't have to deal with the riffraff and the conversations and the people waiting.
Correct. But I have to talk to you about your lack of loyalty to barbers.
None.
That disgusts me.
None.
None. It's just rude.
No. You know
you
what?
You have no respect for the craft.
None. I get a very simple
you
haircut.
You Googled and went into a shop and let just
closest,
anybody?
The closest one near me. That's what I did.
What'd you pay, $7?
No, you know what I did? I want to talk to you about this. I got a professional shave. So you never shave yourself. I shave myself all the time. I got a professional shave, hot towel with the you know, the lean back and the old school barber. Left my skin bumpy. I shave myself, no bumps. I pay for you to shave me bumps. And it was $25 for the haircut, $25 for the shave.
There was a time where as the barber profession continued to progress and technology changed, there was some dirty clippers happening. And some barbers would give you some Nestle Crunch back there.
Nestle Crunch.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
I know exactly what you said. The Cocoa Krispies?
Yeah.
You got the Cocoa Krispies back there.
Nestle Crunch. So you had to pay attention.
You got to stay away from the dirty clippers.
No question.
Stay away from the dirty clippers.
Shout out to all of the barbers out there.
Yeah, shout out to your barber.
Even though Jacoby don't respect
sorry
the craft,
if I'm spreading, I'm spreading money around to the whole barber community. That's what I'm doing.
You go to salons.
We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
My barbers ain't never put a hot towel on my face. And I pay 100% more than you do.
1,000% more.
We're not done. We're not done. And I'm lying. I know Shiz and Hawk and Andy Authentic. Like, we do that for you. We are. Shout out to JB. And Sebastian. Not done. Got to give the people.